This is an ABC podcast.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
G'day, Dr. Carl here. Now, we all like our possessions, but some are more valuable than others. So if you think that losing your smartphone is bad, well, imagine how much worse losing your anus would be. Yep, sit back and get ready to pour on the sympathy, because this is a sad tale to tell. A tale about unusual scorpions that can lose their anus. Now, losing the anus definitely does not happen to every variety of scorpion. As far as we know, it happens only to the rare South American scorpion of the Anantheris genus. Scorpions, they've been around for about 435 million years. They have adapted well, and they live on all continents except Antarctica. There are about 1,750 different species. But only about 25 species are venomous enough to kill a human, and probably only one species out of all of them can lose its tail. Now, you might have heard of lizards voluntarily breaking off their tail and leaving that juicy morsel behind for their predator to eat, while the lizard scampers away successfully, minus its tail. Sacrificing your tail is a fairly high price to pay, but not as high as losing your life. If you want to get technical, this tail-dropping self-defense mechanism is called autotomy. Autotomy comes from the roots auto, meaning self, and tom, meaning to cut. So, for example, the word tonsillectomy or tonsillectomy means to cut out the tonsils. The lizards have evolved to allow this autotomy to happen in a fairly painless way. Their tails have several built-in lines of weakness or cleavage, where they can break off with minimal damage. The wound that is left behind usually closes quickly and cleanly, and with good healing. And like I said, some scorpions can pull off this tail drop as well. Dr. Camilla Mantoni from the National University of Córdoba in Argentina looked at Anantheris scorpions in the wild. And he reckons that about 5 to 8% of these scorpions have, at some stage in their lives, done the autotomy thing with their sting. Yes, instead of a proper sting at their back end, all that they have left is a short stump. Now here's the messy bit. At the same time that these scorpions lose their sting, they also lose their anus. Yes, their anus is not between the back legs. Instead, it's near the very end of the tail, just before the sting. So, when these scorpions get attacked, they voluntarily break off some segments of their tail, yes, but very unfortunately, in addition to losing their sting, they also lose their anus. You can immediately see a few problems. The scorpions can no longer kill creatures bigger than themselves with their sting, because it's gone. So now they have to survive by eating smaller critters that they can still catch with their pincers at the front end. But, and here's the stinger, without an anus, they cannot poo. Well, not the usual way. The scorpions still have to eat, and without an anus, the waste products from eating build up in their gut, and sometimes to such a degree that they can force another segment in their tail to pop off and release a big load of poo. It doesn't sound like much of a life, but these bumless scorpions, they can survive for up to 8 months. This autotomy is done mostly by the male scorpions. And incredibly, even though they no longer have a tail or a sting or an anus, these scorpions can sometimes mate and father up to 34 baby scorpions at a time. The females, they're much less likely to voluntarily pop off their tail. There's a couple of reasons for this. First, female scorpions live longer, so from an evolutionary point of view, they have more to lose if they die sooner. And second, in the future, they potentially will have baby scorpion embryos to grow and nourish inside themselves, so they will definitely need their stings to catch larger critters, and so they avoid autotomy as much as possible. It's a tough life for these female scorpions, but maybe holding onto their tails is their best shot of having a happy ending.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.